The Power on Plants Cookbook Bundle is now available and ready for you. It's our premier go-to collection of over 50 simple whole food plant-based recipes that actually taste great and are done in a flash so you can have more time, more energy, and more joy every single day. These are our family's favorite recipes that you're going to love because they'll actually love you back. Our friends and clients tested them, gave rave reviews, and then I gathered them all into one powerful collection just to share with you. Go to get.poweronplantscookbookbundle.com to be the first to get your copy. That's get.poweronplants with an S, cookbookbundle.com, where you can get your hands on our quick and easy recipes that make living a healthy life not just possible, but really enjoyable and super delicious too. Get your copy today. Hey there, sunshine. Welcome to the Power on Plants podcast. We're your host, Jared and Anita Roussel, and we're absolutely head over heels for whole plant foods and helping you navigate this incredible plant-based journey. That's because our lives have been completely changed by plant-based goodness. We used to struggle every day with excess pounds and low energy, vascular disease, joint pain, and lack of sleep, just to name a few. And even though we're medical professionals, we still weren't getting practical answers that actually worked. So we dug into the research, we started living what we learned, and now we both have our lives back. And that's what we want for you too. The truth is you can do this and it's not hard. You just need a way that will bring real and lasting change. And that path, it has to be simple and enjoyable and it's got to be delicious too. So are you ready to live your life to the fullest? Then you're in the right place because living without limits, that's what Power on Plants is all about. So pull up your chair, grab a matcha latte and let's get started. Hello, sunshine. Welcome to Power on Plants. We are thrilled to have you with us today. Whether this is your first time with us or you've been hanging out with us for a while, we are so happy to share life with you. Last week, we kicked off our current series on how to energize your body so you can feel good every day to be able to thrive in your personal and your professional life. We focused on key number one, which is gaining the right mindset and busting the myths that have been keeping you stuck in your health struggles. So if you missed it, you'll want to go right now and listen in and then come back for this episode. Today, we're talking all about key number two, the food. After you gain the right mindset and undo the myths, the food is the next crucial key to thriving in life. Think about it. You can have all the parenting strategies, all the time-saving tips, or all the best business knowledge, but if you don't even feel like showing up, how will you ever be able to use them? So feeling like doing the things you dream of doing in life, it's absolutely critical. And in order to feel energized and to think clearly and to leave pain and inflammation behind, your body has to have the right food.
The right food, the right fuel. You know, I had a thought. Last week, we're talking about mindset. Now, I'm going to go into another car analogy, so you'll just have to forgive me. But last week is like, if you're wanting to go somewhere, having the right map. Mm-hmm. If you have the wrong map or you have nav set to the wrong address, you're never going to get to where you want to be.
No way.
Today, we're talking about having the right fuel in your vehicle. Because if you don't have the right fuel, you can have all the best directions, but if you can't get there, it doesn't matter.
Okay, I've just got to say props to you. I'm serious. Like, your car analogies are spot on.
Okay, can I get a little
woo-woo? Y'all join me.
Awesome. She actually did it.
Yeah, I don't want to be alone. Oh, my goodness. But seriously, it's so true. I say it all the time. It's the food. You know, we've run into so many people this week who've talked to us about how, you know what? They're just tired of worrying about the weight. They're tired of trying to figure all this stuff out. They're tired of being overwhelmed because they just want one thing. And that one thing is we all just want to feel good. We just want to feel good. And you know, that was my story too. So long ago, I just wanted to feel good. And if someone could have just told me how to do that and that it really wasn't hard and it was actually enjoyable, it would have blown my mind. It would have absolutely blown my mind. What if I hadn't had to go step by step and figure all that out on my own? Thank God we did figure it out, but the process just does not have to be hard for you because we've traveled this journey before. We know what works. Whole plant foods work. They work, they work, they work. And if you can figure out the way to do that, and the beauty is you don't have to figure it out. You've got somebody you know who is your friend who's already gone before you and done all that. But after you gain the right mindset, that first key, and you've undone the myths that you believed, the food is the next crucial key to thriving in life. So feeling like doing the things you dream of doing is absolutely critical. In order to feel energized, to think clearly, to leave the pain and inflammation behind, your body has to have the right food. Or the right fuel, as Jared would say. But did you know, and I think we've shared this before, but I've got to share it again, because if you haven't heard this, it's a game changer. It really is a mindset shift. According to the American College of Lifestyle Medicine, at least 85% of diagnoses today are lifestyle related. So if you're in the midst of a health struggle, if you're dealing with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, you have joint aches and pains, you have arthritis, you have diabetes, you have something going on that you just can't seem to get past, and you come to believe it's your age, I'm just getting older. You know, we hear that all the time.
I'm just getting older.
Jared hears it from his traditional patients. Oh, I'm just getting older. And we kind of laugh at it. But it really isn't funny because it's not your age. You know, in the places where they eat plant-based and they're getting older, did you know that blood pressure actually goes down? That is normal.
It goes down.
It's not normal for it to go up.
And 20 years ago when I was in school, we were taught as you get older, it just goes up. Or maybe if you're one of the lucky ones, it stays the same or only goes up a little. But that as you get older, you can just expect it to go up. And what do? You treat with the medication.
Right. And we talked about this last week, but medications are designed, or maybe it was the week before, but we've talked about it recently, that the medications are getting at the symptoms. It's very rare that a medication would actually cure a disease. I want you to think about that for a minute. We did talk about that when we talked about supplements. So if you want to hear us go more into depth on that, look at our episode. It was within the past one or two on supplements.
Right.
But we want you to understand these things. These are mindset shifts. Again, you know, it's not that you're getting older. It's not that you have bad genes. You can have the worst genes in the world, but they can be turned on and off by the foods that you eat or that you're not getting. You know, the fact of a food being missing or nutrient being missing can be enough to trigger things as well. So there are two big issues with the food, two big issues. And these are your two takeaways today: what not to eat and what to eat. So first, you've got to know which foods are keeping you stuck. Those foods that are sabotaging your health, what are they? Well, what we know and what research shows is that it's the animal products, the meat, the dairy, the cheese, the yogurt. Let's name dairy, cheese, yogurt, ice cream. What else?
Sour cream,
yogurt, and butter.
Yogurt, butter.
Dairy Queen's about to start crying over here.
We're going
to
go a little exotic, creme fraiche. Yeah. I know I'm murdering that. And my French ancestors are probably just appalled at that pronunciation. But yes, I mean the list goes on. But those were our most popular.
You know, and I say I want to cry when I hear that. Just my old self thinking, just in my mind, dairy. Oh, I'm going to miss dairy. No, you're not. You're not going to miss it when you know how to replace it. This is what you've got to understand, because dieting mentality and the mentality of normal, traditional, like you got to get healthy, so you got to give up those foods, it is the wrong thought process. You're thinking in a way of, I can't have that.
It's a deprivation mindset.
It is. That's a great word for it. And you do not, if you're deprived, how are you ever going to survive in that lifestyle? And you keep going back to these same cycles of the same diets that you kind of liked or enjoyed, or you at least got some results from. Well, why didn't you stick with them? That's the question you got to ask yourself. Why did I not stick with that way of living? Maybe I wasn't dieting for weight loss. Maybe I was just trying to get healthier, but I didn't stick with it. Why was that? Well, there's probably several reasons, and Jared and I teach about that a lot, but you've got to understand that if you don't enjoy the process, if it doesn't work with your busy schedule either, there's no way it's ever going to last, okay? So I had to find ways to get the things that I knew were harming my body according to research: meat, dairy, eggs, oil, processed foods. I had to find the way to get the replacements. We call them food upgrades. You know, you've got to find the ways to do that. But first, the very first step is you got to just know what's harming you. Okay, so we've talked about that now. What is harming you, right? You've got to learn how to recognize them. Where are they hiding? They're intentionally hidden in foods. We'll talk about that later on. They're intentionally hidden in foods.
Are you having fun and getting some helpful tips today? Then please leave Mom and Dad a review because they love getting to know you more.
Friend, we hope you're enjoying this episode as much as we love sharing it with you. It's our prayer that it's inspiring you and filling you with hope. If so, would you stop right now and share this podcast with another woman who's been praying for a health breakthrough? It would be a huge blessing to us if you'd take a few seconds to leave a written review on Apple Podcasts too. And now, back to the episode.
Especially with so much of the advertising out there telling us that these foods that are harming us are actually good for you.
Like,
need those foods. Those are going to bring you health. But then my question is well, how are you feeling?
Mm-hmm.
What are you eating? How do you feel? Does that line up with the message that you are inundated with in day after day?
There are a lot of health gurus out there, coaches and whatnot, that are going to tell you certain things are healthy for you. But what I want you to do is look at the long-term research. That's what Jared and I do. What is going on the inside of your body? Can you get some benefit from eating some of these ways like keto or paleo if you've just been eating the standard American diet and you switch things up a bit? Yes, you can get some short-term benefits and changes. Maybe you'll drop a few pounds. Maybe you'll feel a little better. But long-term, what is going on inside your arteries? What is happening to your beneficial gut bacteria? What is happening on the inside of your body and how does it affect your health long term? And we know that the studies show that eating whole plant foods, they're the best foods for you. They fuel you well. They can actually clear up your arteries. What food does that? I mean, we have...
medicine does that, right? Other than surgery, which is not really medicine, but...
But we have clients that are eating this way now, and their A1C is going down in a way that medicine could not do. And we're thinking, okay, this is amazing, you know, but we see it all the time. People with pain, 9 out of 10, it's gone. I had gut health issues. I couldn't even hold my food down. Now I eat every meal without a problem at all. Dropping weight, keeping it off... And amazed because they're not dieting. This is the reality of eating whole plant foods. But what I want you to understand in this first step of the food is learning what is harming you, what's truly harmful. Because again, there's so much information out there, and I understand it can be overwhelming, and you don't know what to do, and you just want somebody to show you step by step. And that is what Jared and I are all about. We're working on something behind the scenes right now that will walk you step by step by step. But even here on the podcast, we want to give you actionable steps, because we know that when you start getting results and gaining momentum, you will see the beauty of this amazing lifestyle, and you'll never want to go back. But the thing is, once you realize those things that are holding you back and keeping you stuck in your health struggles, you can never leave a hole. This is crucial. Please hear me. When you remove something from your life, like dairy, let's just take sour cream, for example. You're going to remove sour cream, but you're like me, and you love sour cream. I used to love sour cream. I was crazy for it. I just can't even tell you. And butter. Okay. So when I ate a baked potato, it was slathered in butter and sour cream. So do you think today I eat plain baked potatoes? Could I? Yes. And I'd probably enjoy it somewhat, but that's not my ideal way to eat them. So I've got to have something on that baked potato. I cannot leave a hole there where the sour cream was, right? I need something to replace that. What am I going to eat now? And so there are different things that I enjoy on it. I have a 5-minute recipe that I use for ranch dressing. It's amazing on there. I have a cashew cream recipe. Again, it's like a 1-minute recipe, probably less actually, that once you made it once, it's just so easy. You dump some stuff in and blend. And once you know how to make cashew cream and you get that on that potato, it's amazing. That's not all I eat on my potato now, but it's a great place to start. I could share with you probably right now off the top of my head 20 things I eat on my potato, but I don't want to freak you out. I love them all. So not only has my idea expanded of what I like to eat, but you have to start with the one thing, that one replacement. You don't want to put yourself in a place where you leave a hole, because if you leave a hole, that hole is going to be filled with something. It's going to be filled with something. Either the same thing you were already eating is going to come back with a vengeance because you've had to not eat it. You've told yourself, well, I can't have that. And so it's all you're going to think about, and it's what you're going to want to eat. Okay. Or you're going to fill it with something else that's terrible for you. So that leads into point two. You've got to know what is great for you. What are the most nutrient-dense foods on the planet? And once you understand what they are, and that's the 5 power foods. We used to call them the 5 foundational foods, but we now call them the 5 power foods because that's how you power your body well, literally well. And these foods are shown again and again to heal your body, not just treat symptoms, but heal your body. And so these are the foods that you want to get back in their place. But what if you don't like them? What if you're thinking, like Jared's patient said the other day, well, I can't just eat salads. I can't just eat rabbit food. Sister, we eat way more than rabbit food. We don't eat rabbit food. We eat vegetables. Okay, so let's talk about what are the 5 power foods. They're vegetables, fruits, whole grains, nuts, seeds, and legumes. Those are your 5 categories. And you know, I love bonuses. I always love bonuses. So I have a bonus category, and that's herbs and spices, because those little babies can transform your health like nobody's business. If you have herbs and spices in your cabinet and you are not using them, take them out and start using them. But I'm going to give you a side note. I want you to look at the ingredients label on your herbs and spices, because there are things hidden in there that you probably don't know about, like oils and preservatives and, for lack of a better word, crap that you don't want to put into your body.
Well, they're anti-caking agents.
It's awful.
I mean, who knows
Why?
What else? But
Why?
I will say, you know, the herbs and spices are unsung heroes
because
they bring amazing flavor,
mm-hmm.
but then they pack so many health benefits. I mean, we've talked about a few through the years, like antiviral, antibacterial properties, but I mean, there's just so numerous anti-inflammatory. I don't know. Can you think of any other?
Antiviral, anti-inflammatory, I know, anti-cancer, yeah, right?
Anti-cancer, so, yes.
I mean, it's just these little power-packed herbs and spices. You start reading up on what they can heal. I don't want you one-offing nutrients and things like that and learning all about that stuff.
Just enjoy them regularly.
But it's unbelievable. If you're interested, just look up one or two, and it will blow your mind. That's why you don't have to memorize a long list of what they do. Just get a lot of them, get a variety on a regular basis, and if you like something on your food, try to put a little more of it. Like if you like cinnamon on something, like a let's say sweet potato casserole, put a little more in it. You know, it's a great, great thing. So you want to have these things. We know that cinnamon lowers blood pressure. That's just one example. But most people don't know that. And so these are the things you want to do. These are the foods you want to get more of. But then you're thinking, oh, you know, I just can't eat the fruits and vegetables. I'm used to hamburgers and pizza and tacos and baked potatoes loaded and all these different things that you love to eat. We still eat those same foods, and we eat desserts too. Yeah, we do. And they taste good. You know, a lot of times you see things that are plant-based, these recipes. I'm sorry. Like, no, I would never be able to maintain that. You've got to know how to transition in. Then you've got to have those base recipes, okay, that are easy to follow, that actually taste good and don't take you forever. But then you've got to know food formulas, okay? You want to know, what do I make when I don't even have time for a recipe? Like, I'm busy.
What if you don't want to do a recipe? What if you just want to throw some stuff together?
Exactly. What do you do? What can you throw together that'll actually taste good that you can have on the table in 10 to 15 minutes? And then, like, building your new, I call it kind of a food arsenal or a food treasure chest. Like, most people have 9 meals that they eat and rotate through every month. Even if you have more than that, You just start finding your new favorites. And we love helping our clients do that. That's what you want to do for yourself. So start keeping a list of those favorites, right? So you just need to learn how to prepare these amazing categories of foods, these life-giving foods, in a way that is quick, that is simple, and oh my word, it has got to taste great. This is what I say is the formula. This is the formula for lasting health. I want you to remember this if you don't remember anything else today. The formula for lasting health is, first, you've got to know what the foods are that heal you and that don't. We've talked about that. But the general formula is, then you've got to know how to prepare them in a way that's quick, plus simple, plus delicious. So quick, plus simple, plus delicious equals lasting health. Because if it doesn't work with your busy schedule and it's not simple to do and it's complicated and it's got a ton of different ingredients in it.
Ingredients, steps.
Mm-hmm, and steps, yeah. And then it doesn't taste absolutely fantastic. I'd say as good or better than your old favorites. You're never going to be able to stick with it no matter how nutritious it is. But once you learn the quick, simple, and tasty way, and then your body starts healing and feeling great in a very short time, it's like this winning combo that is going to be the game changer that you've been after for so long. I cannot encourage you enough to start getting more whole plant foods. Even if you don't go all in right now, you've got to just get started and start gaining momentum. And look, we're coming up on January. This is prime time to start thinking about, what am I going to do in the new year? I want to be able to fully live this year, to make the memories I want to make, to feel good, to finally feel good every day. That is what we want for you. And it is possible. You can do this. So other things that you need to know when it comes to the food. How do you boost the flavor, right? You're not going to ever just eat, if you're eating meat, a plain chicken breast and slap that on your plate, or steak. But somehow people think they're going to come to whole food plant-based and do that from the get-go with vegetables. Now, after you've been eating whole food plant-based for a while, the reality is your taste buds will change and you won't require as many of the things to add to your fruits and vegetables before you think it tastes good. Does that make sense? So you're not going to have to add all the extra stuff, because your taste buds will perceive flavors like broccoli will taste sweet. It's bizarre.
And I know it sounds impossible, but it's true.
Yeah, you'll start tasting these things and going, this is amazing. And like something that I would normally need to put a sweetener in, I might could add carrots or broccoli or something like that. I'm not talking about desserts here, but you know, like a food that I might want a little sweetness in, I can throw other things in. And once I start learning the easy ways to do these things, it's just amazing. So today we've talked about, what are the steps with the food? This is key number two, after you moved into the mindset, getting your mindset right, and getting beyond the myths that you believe that just aren't true and are holding you back. With the food, you've got to recognize and know, what is holding you back? What are the foods that are sabotaging your health? And how do you get them out? How do you recognize them? But even more than that, you cannot leave a hole when you start taking these foods out that you love, because you're going to crave them and you're going to go nuts on them. I'm just saying, you're going to end up falling off, quote, falling off the wagon. Jared and I do not like that saying, but seriously, this is what happens. And you go nuts on that food because somebody told you, oh, you just can't have that favorite food of yours. What we want you to know, and what we love to teach our clients, is you can have the meals that you love. You just got to learn how to have them in a way that they love you back. And that is how you make this last. So that second key in the food is learning, what are the power foods and how do I get more of those in my life in a way that's quick and simple and delicious, right? This is so very important. And then I want you to remember the formula to lasting health. Quick, I just mentioned it, quick plus simple plus delicious equals lasting health. Now, Jared and I are all about practical steps. So I want you to walk away knowing what you can do today. Right now, I want you to find just one meal that you already enjoy that you can make one or two simple swaps in, and it'll become whole food plant-based. Where do you start? Do you like chili? It's an easy thing to do this with. You know, You can take chili. Just think about it. Okay. You have chili. You love it. But it's got meat in it. Okay. Or oil in it. Those are two easy swaps you can take out. Remove the meat and add more vegetables. Chop them finely if you don't want big chunks of veggies in your chili. Add beans. Black beans are amazing. But you know what? I just made chili and I didn't just add black beans. Like, we love to get a variety. I had black beans, cannellini beans, and it had pinto beans and kidney beans. I mean, you can vary it up. You don't have to stick with just one thing, because within all the five power food categories, there's about a bazillion things under each category that you can eat. People think this is boring. That's a wrong mindset. It's not boring. It expands and broadens your horizons to what you can eat, and you start finding these new favorites that you love. So chili is an easy meal to be able to go ahead and just make a couple of swaps with. Put in extra veggies, put in some beans, and leave out the meat, and please don't add oils. If you saute things before, oil is just not necessary in the saute. It's just not. So there are many options here. You could do a bean burrito, right? Blend up some beans, some canned beans, and add your favorite salsa and add some toppings that you love in a burrito and wrap it all up and enjoy it. I want you to just think about it. These may not be your favorite dishes. What dishes do you currently love in which you could make some very simple swaps and it would become whole food plant-based? Listen, you can do this, sister. It is not hard. It's just different. And once you start, you're going to gain momentum and be one step closer to the life you've been dreaming of for so very long. Why wait? I want you to start taking this one step today. And if you haven't done so already, I want you to join us on Instagram. Start following us, because we're releasing things of what's going on behind the scenes. We've got some exciting surprises coming up that you're not going to want to miss, including a very special thing that's coming up for 10 of you, only 10 of you. So go right now to Instagram and follow us so you don't miss out. We have loved hanging out with you again today on Power on Plants. Sister, you are two keys in to learning how to energize and feel great so you can thrive in your personal and your professional life. We are here for you. We care about you, and we are thrilled to have you as a part of our family. We hope you have a great week, and we can't wait to hang out with you again next time on Power on Plants.